Shalom, Australia. Three Israelis were killed when a Palestinian shot them with a pistol just outside the Har Adar settlement on Tuesday. They were border policeman Shlomo Gavria, 20, and civilian security guards Yusuf Otman, 25, from Abu Ghosh, and Or Avish, 25, of Har Adar. A third civilian, the head of security officers at Har Adar, was seriously injured in the attack. After he received medical treatment, he said that his life was saved by Yusuf Otman. The murderer, Nir Mahmoud Ahmad Jamal, a labourer from the nearby Beit Zurich village, was shot and killed by security forces at the scene. He had a permit to work in Israel, had no past connection with terrorist activity, and apparently made the decision to carry out his attack after his wife left him after an argument. In a stinging diplomatic defeat for Israel, Interpol on Wednesday accepted the State of Palestine as a full member at its annual General Assembly in Beijing. The membership bid was accepted with 75 countries voting yes, 24 no and 34 abstaining. Israel fiercely objected to the Palestinians joining Interpol, arguing that Ramallah's alleged support for terrorism could hinder rather than aid Interpol's efforts. The U.S. administration too objected to Ramallah's membership bid and helped Israel lobby against it. Justices of the Supreme Court announced on Tuesday that they would not attend a state ceremony celebrating 50 years of settlement in the West Bank and Golan Heights. The ceremony held on Wednesday at the industrial park in the Etzion block was funded by the Culture and Education Ministries to the tune of 10 million shekel and featured speeches by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Education Minister Naftali Bennett. Following an appeal to the court from Meretz MK Isawi Fresh, Supreme Court Chief Justice Miriam Naor said that the court felt it was inappropriate to send a representative to the event, which she described as political. The decision by the court was met with condemnation from right-wing lawmakers and leaders of the West Bank communities, who have long accused the justices of holding left-wing political views. And Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked demanded that the High Court investigate itself. She reiterated the point made by Arts and Culture Minister Miri Regev that the Knesset, not the High Court, defines what is or is not an official state ceremony. The judicial branch is always represented at official state ceremonies. Before the ceremony, Prime Minister Netanyahu met with settlement leaders and told them that the White House had told him not to be a pig about settlement building. He said the US would tolerate limited building and had removed its distinctions between settlement blocks and isolated settlements. While the latter is good news to settlement leaders, they believe that the Prime Minister is not doing enough to promote settlement growth. Netanyahu has responded that the U.S. has refrained from criticizing Israel over settlement construction due to Israel's adherence to self-imposed limitations on new building. After a campaign of traffic blockages, an agreement was signed on Friday between disability organizations and government representatives to raise disability pensions. The agreement was reached after 12 hours of arduous negotiations held at the offices of Histadrut. The meeting was attended by the six heads of organisations chosen to represent the disabled, Histadrut Chairman Avi Nissenkorn, MK's David Bitan from Likud and Ilan Gilon from Meretz, and Professor Avi Shimhon, a government representative who endorsed the recommendations of an earlier report on disability pensions. The average amount to be received by any disabled person unfit to work will be set at about 4,000 shekels a month, depending on each person's disability rate. On Wednesday, the Histadrut had threatened a general strike if the disabled demands were not met. They believe that the issue was satisfactorily resolved. However, the organisation Disabled Panthers, which has been carrying out most of the roadblocks in recent months as part of the struggle, said, "We do not accept any agreement that was not signed by all representatives of the disabled and does not include a clause equating disability pensions to the minimum wage." Louay Abbott, a 37-year-old Palestinian from East Jerusalem who lost an eye in October 2015 from a sponge-tipped bullet fired by a police officer, became the first Palestinian recognized by Israel's National Insurance Institute as a victim of hostilities, entitling him to monetary remuneration and various benefits under the Benefits for Victims of Hostilities law. A basic ability rate was set at 40% as he completely lost vision in his left eye. IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot on Wednesday reduced by 4 months the sentence of Elor Azaria, the soldier convicted earlier this year of killing an incapacitated Palestinian assailant. Azaria filed a request for leniency with Eisenkot after he entered prison in August, and the sentence reduction was given out of compassion, but with concern expressed that he has never expressed remorse for his actions. The Supreme Court has given the green light for a 45 billion shekel class action suit against the private consortium that operates Israel's only functioning natural gas production complex. The petitioner, a Moshe Nazri, suing as a consumer of electricity, claims that the companies are exploiting their monopoly over the Tamar gas field to charge the Israel Electric Corporation unfairly high prices. The suit will be the biggest in Israel's history and targets several major companies, including US-based Noble Energy. Hundreds of people, including family members, friends and fellow soldiers, arrived on Thursday to the military cemetery on Har Herzl to pay their respects to Lieutenant Avshalom Armoni, 22, who was killed in a training accident in the Golan Heights early on Wednesday when a self-propelled cannon overturned into a ditch. Also killed was Sergeant Avinoam Cohen, and four other soldiers were injured in the accident. Armoni, a resident of the settlement of Bet Horon, lost his cousin, Naama Henkin, in the October 2015 shooting attack in the settlement of Itamar. Friends and colleagues were shocked on Thursday morning to learn that veteran broadcaster Daniel Pe'er had died. Pe'er had been hospitalized at Shaare Tzedek Medical Center after suffering a stroke at the beginning of the week, but his condition continued to deteriorate. A genial program host, newsreader and boss, Pe'er was known for his gentle nature, graciousness and professionalism. President Reuven Rivlin described him as a professional of the first order. Six animal rights activists were injured on Thursday after a fight erupted between them and religious people on Menachem Begin Boulevard in Hadera over the Kaparot ritual, practiced mainly by ultra-Orthodox Jews on the eve of Yom Kippur. The activists were protesting the use of chickens in the ritual. Police are investigating the incident. Tens of thousands attended the last night of Slichot at the Kotel on Thursday night, ahead of Friday night and yesterday's Yom Kippur observances. There were security closures off the West Bank from Thursday night until this morning, and security services were on high alert. During the 25-hour fast, Magen David Adom paramedics were called to 2,229 incidents nationwide, providing medical attention to 1,659 people. 28 people were injured in car accidents on the nearly empty roads, but none seriously. 24 people were hurt in violent incidents, one of them seriously. Of the people receiving medical attention, 228 fainted, were dehydrated, and felt unwell as a result of the fast. In addition, 265 people were injured from riding bicycles, rollerblades, roller skates, and skateboards, with seven sustaining injuries using electric bikes. Magen David Adom teams also took 134 women about to give birth to hospitals. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.